It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, everyone from the New York Times to Vogue is talking about how big butts are a trend. But can body parts really be a trend? And are large behinds anything new?
Well, first, we're taking a look at a new report on campaign ad spending in Wisconsin.
It's a big election year, but the Nonpartisan Center for Public Integrity just released a report showing TV campaign ad spending is down significantly from the last race for governor in Wisconsin.
Here to talk about this new report and what it could mean for our governor's race is Barry Burton. He's a professor of political science at UW-Madison. Barry, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what exactly does report tell us about campaign ad spending in Wisconsin during this election cycle?
Well, the report says that compared to 4 years ago during the 2010 campaign, the number of ads is down pretty sharply and the amount of spending is down pretty sharply. Both of those are about half of where they were at this time in 2010.
That seems surprising. So how much lower is TV ad spending than it was in 2010?
Well, it looks like through the first week of September, about $5.5 million has been spent on television ads, and that compares to about $11.5 million that was spent back in 2010. So it's a pretty noticeable drop.
So what are the theories about why this is happening, that the TV ads are not spending as much this season?
Well, I think it's a really complicated story. So there's not a single explanation. There are a number of races around the country where ad money is also down, and so it's not entirely a Wisconsin story. Some of it has to do with the fact that in 2010, there was also a U.S. Senate race on the ballot, and that had a pretty hotly contested primary in which there was a governor's race with a primary and also a Senate race with a primary, and those drew money in a way that this governor's race has not so far. There was not a hot primary this time around and not a Senate race at all. So part of it is just a difference in what was on the ballot and how many candidates were running.
Does this represent, do you think, larger trends about, you know,
yeah,
maybe candidates funneling their money toward, you know, things other than TV ads?
Yeah, I think there are a few things happening. One may be that candidates are putting their money elsewhere. It may be in field operations, trying to get volunteers and paid campaign workers to go door to door. Research has shown that that's a much more effective way to persuade people to come to your side and to mobilize people who are already your supporters. It might also be that money is being spent on online activities or other things that aren't captured by TV advertising itself.
Any idea how the ad money for TV ads compares to spending during the 2012 recall elections? Those are more recent in terms of statewide elections.
Well, I'm not sure that we'll ever reach the records that were set in the 2012 recall. There was something like $80 million spent in that governor's race. That was more than double what was spent in the 2010 governor's race. Right now, it's difficult to see us even getting to the level of the 2010 race. And I should just point out, there was about $37 million spent in that 2010 race. At this time, 4 years ago, only $11 million had been spent. So there was another $20 or $25 million pumped into the campaign just in the last 45 to 60 days. So we should expect a real ramping up here over this last month of the campaign.
Do we have any idea whether this echoes national trends, that maybe candidates are spending their money elsewhere nationally?
It does seem to be happening elsewhere as well. It's not just a Wisconsin story. There are certainly races that are getting a lot of spending. There were a few governor's races in states like Pennsylvania and Florida where there were just millions of dollars being spent by the campaigns. And there are some really hotly contested Senate races in places like Kentucky where there's an awful lot of spending going on. So it's possible that there are some donors who have been putting their money strategically into these states where the races are really hard fought. And at least for a while, it looked like Wisconsin was not going to be competitive. Walker was ahead in the polls until about July. And I think at that point, people began to believe that this race was tightening up and was going to be a close one. And I think that has started to bring some money back into Wisconsin from some other states.
We had a comment on Facebook from Jen who said, I think Walker spent his money spamming YouTube with ads. Every single video has ads. Has there been, do you think, evidence that internet spending is a huge part of where candidates are leaning?
I don't know if I would say huge just yet, but there has been a shift in campaign spending toward online media rather than traditional television. Traditional TV is still the dominant way that candidates reach out to voters. But, you know, Wisconsin is in a different place than it was 5 or 10 years ago in terms of the number of people who are already committed to one side or the other. Very few undecided voters. So spending money on media to try to persuade people is probably going to be less effective, and really running ads or emails or the sponsored YouTube clips, whatever it would be, to your supporters, where you really just need to get them out, not convince them that your side is right. That is increasingly looking like a smart strategy.
And what about voter fatigue? You know, here in Wisconsin, we've been through a lot. You know, 2012 isn't that long ago when we had, you know, our last big ad campaigns. Is there evidence that maybe there's just, you know, fatigue from voters and candidates? Maybe they just want to soft pedal it this election.
I don't think the campaigns have any courtesy when it comes to being nice to voters. They're really just trying to figure out how to spend dollars wisely and how to raise as much as they'll need, maybe more than they'll need. Why the spending is a little light this year is just a little bit of a mystery. I've offered a few explanations, but I think we still don't quite have a handle on why there have just been fewer ads this time around. Voters should be thankful for the time being, but be warned, it's going to be coming back here shortly.
Well, we've also got people unplugging from cable in greater numbers, watching their content on Netflix, Hulu, other sources, so they're not, you know, maybe receiving ads in traditional ways. I suppose that could be something that we should be thinking about, too.
It is easier today to avoid political news and avoid the ads that are often associated with it. It turns out that the people who do that, who are unplugging or watching media in non-traditional ways, are also less likely to be active voters. If you look at where TV advertising is placed, it's often around local news. It's around game shows like Wheel of Fortune. It's aimed at demographics where there are regular voters who are going to be affected by those ads. So certainly the campaigns are aware of this, and it just becomes more difficult for them to try to reach people who are outside the traditional ways of viewing media.
So you've said that we can expect to see the ads coming back as we get closer and closer to Election Day. Do you think we're going to reach levels of 2010 spending?
It's possible. We're behind the trend to reach that level, but it could happen. What was different in 2010 is there were more outside groups involved in the spending. That was also true in the recall year in the summer of 2012. This year so far, there's really been very little spending by outside groups. Most of the $5.5 million that's been spent in the governor's race has been the campaigns of Scott Walker and Mary Burke. Very little from groups like Emily's List and the Republican Governors Association. The NRA has recently come into the state running ads. But I think those groups are likely to step up their bids and put more money into the state, as this looks like really a national race to watch.
Barry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. It was good speaking with you.
We've been speaking with Barry Burden, professor of political science at UW-Madison. He was with us to talk about a new report showing a drop in spending on TV campaign ads.